بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد في مجالس ago we began reading from this kitab of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in regards to evil glances and love of his, the harms and the cures. And we know this is quite rife, very rife. Evil glances, love affairs, the harms of it. And we can see it more with the cell phone, co-education, mixing of genders, intermingling, functions. Sometimes we find in the masjid that the function is all Sharia compliant. Nikah is taking place, mashallah, the boy came with his kurta, came with his topi. When he goes to the hall, then the topi is out, the kurta is out, then the intermingling starts after that. And we don't even feel the pain. This Hazrat Wala mentions also that the heart goes to different conditions. The heart becomes black, then the heart becomes unmindful, then the heart becomes rusty, the heart becomes hard, the heart becomes dead. Then Hazrat says, imagine dying with a dead heart. So much of guna is taking place in one hall. So much of intermingling, laughing, joking, happy, merry. But the la'nat of Allah Ta'ala is coming down. We are under fire right now. We are under fire. We know physical destruction, devastation. We see in Gaza, Allah Ta'ala protect them. Allah Ta'ala give them rahat, sukoon. Allah Ta'ala causes ceasefire. But we can see devastation. The same thing is happening to our hearts. That devastation. When Allah Ta'ala's la'nat is falling, then those people losing their homes, becoming homeless. They're losing their source of income. They don't have shelter, they don't have clothes, hunger, thirst. The very same thing will happen spiritually also. When Allah Ta'ala's la'nat and curse is coming upon us, when we're intermingling, and with no fear whatsoever. Then just like how devastation takes place over there, destruction takes place over there, the same thing will happen within the heart. Where a person would become homeless, he loses Jannat also. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah Ta'ala said that is the house of Akhirat, Jannat. Allah Ta'ala has made for those who don't want status in this world and they don't want to create any mischief. This is mischief making. Person breaking the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then he wants to be noticed. She wants to be noticed. And no fear. The homelessness will come. Person will lose his way to Jannat. Devastation. Rosy will close up. Sukoon of the heart will be lost. But there's no feeling. Hazrat says when he comes to the physical body, alhamdulillah, it's working very well. Aircon is on, we can feel coolness. Then in cold time, then the heater is on, we feel the heat. Person falls, he feels the pain. Person gets cut, he feels the pain there also. Some good news, you experience the happiness. Some sad news, the gham and the sadness is there. So all these physical things, alhamdulillah. We feel completely, we can perceive it, we can feel it. But spiritually, I can understand, I'm not feeling anything right now. There's so much haram taking place right now. But Allah Ta'ala has to unleash. Like how they say now, we're unleashing. This type of missile, that type of missile, whatever it may be, fire belts, what and what, devastation. Right now Allah Ta'ala is releasing fire belts around our hearts. Then I can't wake up for Fajr namaz, the Quran tilawat is gone weak, wife is fighting with me, business is going down. That at least Allah Ta'ala is testing for us to wake up. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimah says, worse than that is when a person is in sin and nothing happens. So even worse. The rosy is still opening up. Everything I'm touching turning into gold. And I was involved in grey areas, makruhat. Makruhat have been into haram and now transgression. And as the Shaykh says, even more dangerous. In my transgression and breaking the command of Allah, Allah is opening more rosy. He says, be careful. This is the trap. This is the trap. If you don't be careful, tread very, very carefully. This is taqwa, like how a person walks through a thorny garden and how he puts his kurta together. The Umar bin Khattab will say, this is taqwa. How you hold your garments together, the person gets caught in the thorny trees and the plants. This is taqwa, you got to tread like that. We're not free. This is a jail for us. It's a jail. So therefore we should be so careful. If dunya is still opening up, enough from halal, rosy, I'm using haram, haven't used, is already a punishment from Allah. And then when Allah Ta'ala will pull, Allah Ta'ala kipana. Al-aman wal-hafiz. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That's why Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatul Ali, don't dare Allah. Don't challenge Allah. Don't dare Him. That now you're not even worried to break in the command of Allah. And we're going to speak about it every week. The pedal tennis or paddle tennis, whatever it may be. Mixed couples, everything else. No fear whatsoever. Laughing and joking and running and tight clothing. And we feel this is fun of life. Dunya la'ibu wa lahu. Allah Ta'ala says, only la'ibu wa lahu. It's just amusement, fun and games. Fun and games. What will be the end result? The qabr will be waiting. Worms will be waiting. The snakes will be waiting. Scorpions will be waiting. You had fun upon me, now you're under me. Now you say, how I will treat you. But you still have time. You still have time to give up all these things. Come to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Make our akhirat, make our qabr, bring deen into our lives. Otherwise, the evil glances and all these love affairs that is happening right now is all because of the intermingling. And to the extent, sometimes we're surprised also that the ummah doesn't even understand, and the masturat also, our ladies don't even know who the ghair mahram is. Sometimes it's shocking that she doesn't understand now that my auntie's husband, my kala's husband, I can't shake hands with him, I can't make salam with him. But he's my uncle. Don't even know who the maharim are, who my mahrams are, who the ghair mahram. And the way we make it seem as if now, where you got all this from? All difficult. It's a command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave you a life. How can you question? How can you even think a thing like this? Allah Ta'ala gave you everything. Hazrat says also, you buy that machine, whatever machine you buy, high-tech machine. And before you can operate it, you check in the guidelines, the manual. Don't want to make a mistake. First charge it up, recharge it, then use it after 6 hours. All that. Make sure the warranty is there, the seal not broken, all of that. Here, our warranty of the heart, the seal is broken, beyond repairs. And Hazrat says, we're not feeling anything. We don't even feel now the alignment of my eyes are gone off. The balancing is gone off. What I'm saying to is gone off. Now we're not feeling anything. From there we can understand which Hazrat says, do your own open heart surgery. Is my heart gone so black, so unmindful, so hard? Allah Ta'ala gives an example in Quran Sharif. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. The heart becomes so hard, something harder than a rock also. فَوَيْلُ لِقَاسِيَاتِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says destruction with those hearts. They become so hard, they can't even take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Can't even make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So all these environments we're getting involved in, all ready for the weekend, and the wife's pressure also. We have to go here, we have to go there, we have to take out the children to avenues and cycling and bicycling and everywhere else. So much of a hayai. But the wife doesn't realize the husband is a challenge for him also. But the wife is a challenge for her to take care of her eyes, the children also. But we have to do these things. Why? Influence, Western influence, secular education. Hazrat says, how many of us plan our homes like the homes of Sahaba? But dear Allah, I'm planning my house, a little bit like that at least. At least my life, plan it, plan one weekend, a weekend of a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we spend one weekend like that at least. This is real fun. This is real deen, where we can really enjoy it. So the evil glances are just destroying the ummah right now. Destruction is taking place, but we're not feeling anything whatsoever. Then Hazrat says, imagine going into the heart, going into the qabr, and dying with a dead heart. And I don't even realize I'm already dead. But person has a heart attack, the wife will be the first one. Quickly, call the ambulance, take him to the hospital. There's a problem over here right now. He mustn't die now. Allah, he's got small young children still. But the spiritual heart is dead. And the wife doesn't feel anything. The wife's heart is dead. Husband doesn't feel anything. And we can't even. We come home, we carry on dunya talk. Phones are open, carry on scrolling. Where are we going to do? What are we going to buy? We've got so many things just filling up more and more and more. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we wake up and we understand now what we have to do before we reach Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And here Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah speaks about this. He says, the final destination of all beauty. Dunya is hulwatun khadira. Hulwa is very sweet. Khadira, green, lush. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah Ta'ala has made you by His gerund on this earth And Allah Ta'ala is seeing what you're going to do. I've only appointed you as a deputy over here to see how you're going to perform in this world. Right now you're in the examination room already. You're already in the examination. You haven't passed it. But we feel we already passed. You're going to Jannah. You're still already in examination. Whether we got the answers right. Amalan, when it comes to action, we can see whether we're getting it right or not. As it experienced to us also. Quran, we accept it. But when it comes to Amal, then we fail. So that Amal, because we do it against Quran Sharif, it already shows we've got a doubt in La Rayba Fi. We've got a doubt in La Rayba Fi. We've got a doubt in the Quran that says no doubt. But I've got a doubt, this, I'm not doing it. Intermingling is there, taking the wife and children to avenue, sitting here and there, and flaunting our lifestyle, etc. I've got doubt in Quran Sharif. Whether really, it should be like that. And people ask also all this Quran Sharif ayah, some people, they say, but it doesn't make sense, na'uzu billah. How come for the male, for miras, for example, the man must get double of the woman? Hazrat says, whether we understand or we don't understand. And if I say to you, I don't understand, what I must mean, I don't understand because spiritually I'm not baligh, immature, I can't understand it. Yeah, how beautifully Hazrat explains to people now, because of the evil glances, the hearts have become balrana ala qulubihim. Hearts have become rusty. I can't understand Quran Sharif. Can't implement the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here when it comes to miras, the man gets double of the brother, gets double of the sister. How come? As a simple example, the state was distributed. Some got 100,000, the other got 50,000. Son has to get married. So asking the students in class today, how much meher you're going to pay? Say, meher Fatimi. How much? 30,000. Right, you had 100,000, take out 30. How much you got left? 70. I say, now you're going to prepare the kunchas. Allah Ta'ala protect us. My brother says, 10,000 ran only to set the kunchas. How are we going to justify that? Just setting only. Only for setting. Only for show it is. And how much people saw for that night? The girl hardly saw it really. That's why they say the best thing, you want to give hadia, you want to give hadaya and gifts, buy for the future wife one set of nice bags, alhamdulillah, and put everything in those three bags. You got large, medium and small. Put all hadiyas in there, close it up nicely, she got mashallah, a new set of bags also, ready to pack her stuff and come away to your place. Now all those boxes, we know, what a musibat it is. After all, everything is finished, where do we put these boxes? Where to put it? No place in the ceiling also. Now where are we going to throw it around? Put it here, put it in the garage. It's lying there for generations sometimes. Finally, we just throw it away. Just throw it. Waste of money. Absolutely waste of money. How are we going to justify it? How are we going to justify by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we just throw money away just for our play and amusement? Our play and amusement. Big practical. Hazrat says that, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. Say to them, O Nabi of Allah, I advise you just for one thing. I advise you to do one thing. And the ayah continues, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا. Make some fikr and search. Use your brain, use your mind. Understand what you have to do. Allah Ta'ala gave you intelligence. Allah Ta'ala gave you aqal. And Hazrat says to dunya mein, when it comes to your dunya, how use your brains? And when you came to deen, tumhari aqal mar gaye. And your brains died in deen. Can't think over there. Dunya, what we're moving and how we're doing things. But in deen, I can't get moving now. Can't even realize what I'm doing. So Allah Pak says, tell them, advise them. Think one thing at least. Tadafakkaru. Think. And we just get swept off our feet. Something becomes viral. And becomes like a virus also. Like, we all got affected. Have to do it. Have to do this. We don't even realize, we don't even think. And how we just go with the whole thing after that, if only the sunnah becomes like that. Then we just go with the sunnah. We just go with the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What are you speaking about? Before the kunchas came in between. Khair, so Hazrat mentions now, the final destination of all beauty. So dunya is hulwatun khadira. Dunya is very sweet. And khadira is lush, is green. Invites everyone. Mujko dek. Allah Marumi says, rahmatul alayh. That whole of dunya and creation is saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. All want to be taken note of. Want to be known. Have to know about me. What I'm doing, where I'm going. And the influence, and the influence, and the influence. But what will be the final outcome, Hazrat says, the graveyard. As I mentioned in the kitab, the final destination of all beauty, the graveyard. Oh, for the car, scrapyard. It's gone. Then Hazrat explains, says, these attractive people that are walking around today on earth, and what pomp and what show. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Allah Ta'ala commands, don't walk on my earth arrogantly. Don't have arrogance. Earth belongs to Allah. الْأَرْضُ لِلَّهِ وَالسَّمَاءُ لِلَّهِ. All this belongs to Allah. Don't drive with pride, don't walk with pride. That is why Hazrat teaches us also, when you're taking out our shoes from the rack and putting on the floor, don't just drop it on the ground. Musallis are performing salah, you get a shock sometime. Remember, one day you're going to be under that ground. So walk gently. Put your shoes down gently also. Take care how you walk. Don't be arrogant. So Allah Pak says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ. This also, the women folk also, when they're buying new clothing, when they're changing, what is the ba'ithu amal? What is the dafi'ul amal? What is the spark? What is the catalyst? What niyat is behind this? Why am I buying this garment? Why am I wearing this garment? Every action is only for Allah. Because the end result of all this is graveyard. Then is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala waiting for you. How are you going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, everything we do, whether it's our dressing, whether it's our lifestyle, our women's, our children's dressing, what is the catalyst? Why am I doing it this way? Is it the sunnah? Is that the sunnah? Then is something else. Therefore, every amal that we're going to see, what's the motivating factor behind it? Is it the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these attractive people that are walking around today on earth will one day be reduced to dust in the grave. That will be the reality. Hazrat says also, when it comes to all the buildings you see around, this is the only sand standing upright. This is sand standing upright. One day it's going to come down again. That's the reality. After their death, if you happen to open their graves, you will only find sand. That is it. Where's all the beauty? Where's all the show? Where's all the pomp? Nothing also. Fir'aun went also. Namrud also went. All the kings went. Nobody took with them anything whatsoever. Just one car guzari has been mentioned also. I can't remember that we mentioned it here also. One car guzari talking about going to the qabr and turning to sand. Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, that before this mitti, before the sand can turn to sand, make the sand valuable. Make your sand valuable. By fulfilling the commands of Allah, sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make yourself valuable. Make your children, put value to them. Our value is not education, the Western education. Our value, alhamdulillah, boys are becoming hafiz al-Quran. Girls are becoming hafiz al-Quran. But outwardly, they don't look like that. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah mentioned very clearly in Fadaila Amal, the reward of becoming a hafiz, taking people to Jannat, crown on the day of Qiyamah, parents wearing garments of Jannah, is for that hafiz. That regards halal as halal, haram as haram, and leads his life accordingly. That virtue is for him, not for any type of hafiz. He just become a hafiz, she can become a hafiz. And how many of them become a hafiz and hafiza? And the Hadith Sharif says that person Allah Ta'ala has granted Quran Sharif and regards anything more superior than Quran is actually looked down and regarded Quran to be inferior. I become hafiz, now I have to do matric. So important. We learn tarjumah of Quran. Learn the meaning of Quran Sharif. Go and learn some qiraat of Quran Sharif. Implement Quran Sharif. Teach Quran Sharif. Now I finished it, now I got certificate now to do matric. Like matric is so, like it's farz ayn. Have to do it. Have to get. Allah Ta'ala has given you the greatest degree in the world. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best of you is the one that learns the Quran and teaches Quran Sharif. An ajeeb point Hazrat mentions over here. Even in the entire world, don't regard the Hibs ustaz or the Hibs boy to be the best of people is immaterial. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam already gave them certificate, you are the best. Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, Nabi of Allah already gave them that certificate and rank. You are the best of people. There is nobody so more superior than what you are doing, teaching Quran, learning Quran Sharif. So here Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, if you ask the dust, which part of you was the cheeks? That's in the qabr. Shadakar Guzari we were giving. So Hazrat says, it was on Jamaat that was going. So in India, Pakistan, Jamaat work for 1 year, they work for 8 months, then they send a Nusrat Jamaat. From the Markaz, they send another Jamaat to go and assist the Jamaat, take some food for them, take some stocks for them, whatever it may be. But the Nusrat Jamaat went. So the Amir Sahib or the Jamaat told the Amir Sahib of the Nusrat Jamaat, who was a senior, "We got a brother over here in our Jamaat. I can't remember the time, but the 2 weeks or 2 months he hasn't eaten anything. He refuses to eat. And I'm worried about him. What's going to happen to him?" So he called the Sati, made him sit down, gave him some encouragement. "Why is something troubling you, something bothering you? You're not eating. What's the problem?" Then he says that, "I was staying in a certain locality, in a village, and I'm a grave digger. I dig graves. So in our locality, one lady passed away. Very loose, immoral lady. Evil actions, evil lifestyle. Her nights were spent in vice, in sin. She passed away. And nobody is prepared to bury her because they all knew her. What do you say, like a napak lady? But because that was my job, digging qabar, etc. So I hired a few other ladies. They gave the ghusl, gave the kafan, dafan. I performed janaza and I buried her. I buried her, and after a few weeks or few months, whatever it was, there was another janaza. So I was digging a grave, and about two close, I went to her grave. And as I went further deeper into the qabar, then, because I was so close to her grave, so a little hole opened up. So I thought to myself, let me just peep inside, just to see, possibly, Ya Allah, what must be happening to her in the grave. What a life she had. So when I peeped in, that qabar was full of noor. It was full of noor. And she was sitting on a chair of Jannat, on a royal chair she was sitting. And she had food that I haven't seen in my life around there, and she was partaking of the food. When I saw her, Miss Salam, I said, "You, what happened to you?" So she smiles, "Allah's ikram to me." But we know what lifestyle you had. In her locality, she was one of the only women, one of the very few women, they had an oven that she used to bake bread. So she gives her karguzari, her report. She says, "One night, one of the days in our locality, wasn't in my senses, doing the wrong things, walking back home, and there was a jamaat that was in the path of Allah. So they saw me, and they were told, let down, they should look out for me, and I will bake the bread for them. So they gave me the atta, the flour, and the dough, whatever it was, bake the bread for us." So she said, "When I baked it, now they were jamaat. So I gave it to them, and I didn't charge them. I refused to take any money from them. They were mihman, guests of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that one act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all my sins. And Allah is feeding me like this in Jannah, in my qabar." So he asked her, "How's the food? Is it tasty?" He said, "Would you like a morsel?" He said, "I don't mind." So she said, "You can help yourself." She said, "I took one. I partook of one of the morsels. After I partook of the one morsel of Jannati food, I never felt hungry again. I got no hunger feeling. This now superior type of food. Just a one action." So Allah Ta'ala wanted to preserve her and her one amal. So yes, Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatul Alayh, that a person, if you ask the dust, which part of you was the cheeks, which part the hair, and which part the eyes, all is in the Quran Sharif. Acha, we're speaking about when it comes to the men, when he gets married, how come now he gets double of the ladies? How the brother gets double of the sister? So he has explains 30,000 and already went in his mahar. Then the hadiyas, etc. Then he's got to get a flat. You got to put a deposit, 1 month, 2 months deposit. Now you can work out how much he's got left already. She's got 50, he got 100. He's already left now with 50 or 40. And then now he's refurnished the house, etc. And her 50 became how much? She got her mahar fatimi. She's got 80. And every month he's giving her also. That's why Allah Ta'ala has ordained that he'll get double. He's got more responsibilities. When it comes to financial responsibility, she doesn't have anything. He has all the financial responsibilities, she doesn't have the financial responsibilities. Therefore, Sharia is very, very balanced and absolutely perfect. So here a person will ask in the qabr, which part was the cheeks, which part was the hair, which part was the eyes? You will only find sand there. You will not be able to recognize which part was the eye, which part was the nose, and which part was the cheek. For the sake of a test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed beauty on this dust. Allah ta'ala placed beauty on this dust to see who dies with this beauty and who sacrifices his life for the messenger. Messenger, Nabi alayhi salam. Or you're going to give your life to the beauties of this world. Whether it be haram women, whether it be just now dunya play, lahu wa la'ib, fancy things in life, gadgets, etc. Leave people giving their life for beauties, my dear brothers. These things now we have to speak them so we, as Hazrat says, tadafakkaru. Think a little bit what's happening in dunya, which way you're going. Leave beauties and giving life for beauties. People are giving life for toys nowadays, for minis, etc. And how they tadafakkaru, think a little bit. We are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has given us a purpose of life. Not to waste our time and our life. Yes, sahabai. That's what my dear, we are saying over and over again. Friday night, come Shab Guzari after Isha, I sit for Ta'alim Hayatul Sahaba. Understand what was the lives of Sahaba. Understand their life, how they reacted to everything, how they gave charity. Now, how shaitan has beguiled us. You want to give charity in our own style. What's wrong with the sunnah we are giving it? If you want to give 20,000 rand, or you give 10,000 rand, for the sake of Allah, when the left hand doesn't know, the right hand give. Now we're hearing these things. The whole group knows how much you, I don't know what it is now, one auction or bidding, whatever it may be, for one mini, whatever it may be now. But what's wrong with the sunnah we are doing things? Now, this is how shaitan will beguile us and deceive us. When you do good, but in the wrong way. When you do good, but in the wrong way. Do good in the good way, in the right way. As Allah wants it, quietly do your work, you know, give in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah, give. Is that the amount you are giving, is the heart you are giving with, in the correct manner? That will be beneficial. That will be most beneficial. So all these things, Quran says, tadafakkaru, that you have iman, apply your mind, how much time is going to get wasted? In that time, you want EFT, you give on charity, you got time for Durood Sharif. Now you're following all different groups, and we feel now we're doing good in the name of Islam. This is not Islam. If Sahaba Ikram were here, radiallahu anhum, I don't know what they'll do for these groups. Hazrat says, all we need is one Khalid bin Walid. We just even Umar bin Khattab, and Ummah will come straight. Not only Ummah, the entire world will come straight. But Hazrat gives the example. He said, one is a lion in the cage, and one is a lion in the jungle. He says, we are those lions of the Ummah, they put us in the cage. He says, you put the lion in the cage, and now you open one zoo. And the old two motas, bajis, they're coming with the sticks and they're walking. We're going to see animals. And he says, they come now, and in the cage now, there's a big lion over there, and he's lazy, sitting there, he can't get moving, he's getting his food coming to him, etc. And they got him tamed, don't make too much noise. Now the old bajis came, two of them, walking sticks, back is bent also. Now they hear the roar of the lion. So they do the stick, now they're nudging that lion a little bit, make some noise. Not making any noise. He's ready for his qirula already. Afternoon nap, he had his lunch already. Hazrat says, now they said, no fun over here, so they move on. Ali can walk also. And then they hear an announcement in the loudspeaker. They please evacuate, the lion has got out of the cage. Hazrat says, they leave the sticks also, and how they run straight up. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَّمْ يُعَقِّبًا. They'll run and they won't even look back also. Why the lion is out, now the lion is in his field in the jungle. He said, that's what they didn't trust. He said, Khalid was a lion in the jungle. Umar was a lion in the jungle. One roar only. It took him 5 months journey away. That Umar is coming. Khalid has been dispatched. He said, now the Ummah, we're scared of security. Security, now so scared now. Now they're telling us, take out your belt, take out your shoes. Everything we're going to take out. Whereas that time they walk into the Persian emperors, that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he walked into the Persian emperor's court when he came to the door with his donkey, spear in his hand. So the guard told him, you can't enter like this. He said, who said? I won't leave my donkey outside for you also. He took the donkey into the palace with spear in his hand and Persian carpet and piercing holes in it. They say, why? He didn't know the value of this. And on either side, silken robes and silken cushions and carpets and what and rugs and everything. Nothing, even they attacked him also. It was like nothing for him. Just piercing the carpet, he came. And the king now was sitting on his throne. And some riwayat say almost 80 kilos of gold on his head. Eyes and various, suspended from the ceiling. The crown suspended from the ceiling. He will come and sit on his throne and put his head under. Now they'll open the entire the curtain. In front of him he had on Persian rug, 40 zira by 40 zira. 40, or you say meters maybe, by 40 meters. The entire empire was studied in there, embroidered in there. He came and he sat down like tashahud. So the king said, what are you doing? This is how we taught to sit. We are people of Medina Munawwara. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, this is the most superior way of sitting on the floor. We don't sit like y'all. What have you come for? And how he gave the da'wah. He said, nothing attracted him. The heart now is on a different level. He says now that they put us into these cages of all these groups and all these auctions and playing with all these toys, etc. We think now we're doing big things. Sahaba ikram, that's why we have to listen. The lives of Sahaba, how they understood deen, how they implemented deen. Now I just mentioned to you one, two incidents. That's why this kitab is called, that we read on Friday nights, Hayatul Sahaba. Hayat means life. So the lives of Sahaba, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahimullah, who wrote this kitab, used to say, that reading the lives of Sahaba, Hayatul Sahaba creates Hayat-e Qalbiya. Reading the lives of Sahaba brings life to your heart. Just one incident I mentioned, we can feel it in the heart, Ya Allah. Who were these men? Just taking their names also, it revives the iman once again. So once a week we need these things, my dear brothers. Where we sit in this gathering, listen about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now we got some direction in our life. So the whole week goes, we don't get derailed. And all in the name of deen. Deen is simple, inna deena yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. Person wants to exceed the bounds, deen will become difficult for him. Then the people say, we can't do this and we can't do that. Deen is very difficult. Right? Have groups of Quran khatam, ulama don't even encourage it also. Not everybody can make one, read one para in one day. Ask the pressure, I took the para, I have to read it. But who's reading it with happiness really? Hadith Sharif says also, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفسه. That the wealth of a Muslim, is that halal for you except with the happiness of his heart? Now under pressure in the group, I've got to spend my money here now. I'm sitting quiet. And then they put the at so and so, what's your bud, whatever, I don't know how it works now. Now, you're not giving from the happiness of your heart. And then possibly you're giving also, maybe it's for show there. So how Sharia make things so simple? You're going to change it, it's going to become difficult, overpower us. Now I can't, instead of creating happiness, causing more depression. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We'll just finish a few lines, inshallah. Had this glamour and glitter not been placed on the dust, yeah, what test would there have been? Allah Ta'ala made this beauty, so to say, around us. To test insan, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned that the material, how you get building material. When you put up a building, you gotta buy the material first. Basic stuff, what you gotta buy. Put the foundation down. And then you gotta buy the bricks. These are the bricks. Then you got in between the wire, what you call it, wire, whatever you put. The reinforcing. You got the reinforcing, then you don't just get ready made. Cement, now they're going to mix it up with so much of water and so much of cement. There's a whole process behind you before you put up the entire building. So imagine taqwa. What's the material for taqwa? So he says, Allah has mentioned the material to taqwa, to get taqwa is fujur. People say, now why Allah put guna in our life? That's the building material to build your taqwa. That don't do the fujur, don't make the guna. The more you don't do it, the more your taqwa is going to get built. This is a test. Allah Ta'ala made all this thing beautiful around us. That's your building material. That refrain, protect your eyes, protect yourself, and see how you build your taqwa. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So don't get involved in it. Refrain from it. Avoid it. Take another route and see how your taqwa will get built. So all this beauty Allah has put on this earth as a test. What test would they have been? Therefore, do not be deceived by this glamour. Many saliqeen, those are treading the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, have been deceived by it, ever destroyed. They were deceived and they got destroyed. They thought, now I have everything under control. So I can put my guard down. That's when shaitan really attacks. And shaitan, as you mentioned, my dear brothers, who is safe from shaitan? If shaitan, after being dispelled from Jannat onto this earth, Allah told him, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Then move away, get out from Jannat, from the skies. You are cursed. But then to how he bypassed all the security, got back into Jannat, deceived Hawa and Adam. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. What a mastermind. If he could do that, my dear brothers, then what are we? We got no chance. Therefore, we got bullah wa taqwa, connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and be on our guard, make our niyats. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah for the entire week. We got to increase our amal, our durood sharif, our night surahs. Then we have after Jumu'ah salah, this wazifa to read, and take every day as it goes. Sometime what happens, one day we fall down, we say we start next week. Take every challenge individually. If I abuse my eyes one time in the day, don't put my guard down. Make tawbah istighfar same time. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. What happens is now, I slipped up, I say, let it go today. Let it go, I already fell down. Fell down, leave it like that. No, get up again. Make tawbah istighfar. Start moving for the day again. Or I slipped up twice, five times, Allah Pak saved me. I start building our taqwa up, Allah Ta'ala give us support to make amal, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله After zikr, few points come to mind. Now also one, two points come to mind in regards to what we spoke, whether it be these toys, the auctioning, or the kunchas, etc. Shouldn't be that we hear these things and we go home now and start making a big noise. What you're doing. And start shouting at the family and belittling them. This is our tariqah. We're saying these things so we as men take heed and we make dua. Advise our families, muhabbat and love, not to go there in a condescending way, in a humiliating way, and coming down on them, and all this, you're wasting money. Yes, we've got to educate them. Piyar and muhabbat. The biggest usul and principle is hard on myself, soft on others. Command of Allah has been broken, then yes, we've got to make them aware, highlight it through ta'aleem, read the kitab, then after the kitab, few words of nasihat, advice, etc. That's fine, as it says. Not that now we go home now. One way, you heard the bayan, that's for you. The bayan is for me. Is that for anybody else? Bayan is for me. Hazrat says, you the imam of the house, your wuzu breaks, you know what will happen. So you got to keep your wuzu. Imam sahab wuzu breaks, the whole congregation's namaz will break. So I'm imam of the house. But they should tell you. Then are you telling me how much money you wasting? How many toys you got in your life? Look at your corner, what things you got over there. You sort yourself out. And then before you know it, the fight starts. Fight starts Thursday night, Surah Kaf will get left behind, Surah Dukhan will get left behind, Durood Sharif will get left behind, and the barakat of Majlis is supposed to be muhabbat and love and rahmat in the house. But now we took the whole thing upside down. We were picking everybody and making ghibat, etc. Hazrat says, we highlight all these things because it's our responsibility. If we don't make islah, what is happening out there, like, it's a long discussion, we don't want to go into it right now, but ulama say in other countries, Allah Ta'ala's punishment came because vices were taking place and ulama kept quiet. What do we have to do? Warn the people who will stop, who will desist, alhamdulillah. Allah Pak reward them, Allah Pak give them barakat. Those that want to continue with it, they're going to continue. But we have to sound the alarm. Then be careful. Don't go down this way. Don't get deceived. And we as men also, we got to advise. But this is the easiest way for us to advise. Read the kitab at home every night. Fazail Amal, Fadailu Sadaqat. Whatever other kitabs there are over there. A few minutes after that, have some discussion, some nasihat, some advice. That is your majlis at home. Allah Ta'ala give us the way to understand, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم اللهم إلا give us eyes of the heart وما إلا give us understanding of deen وما يا الله يا الله let all our أعمال يا الله conform to your commands and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us solid and ya Allah, deep understanding of deen, O my Allah. How to please your Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from ya Allah, our nafs and shaitan. Save us, O my Allah, from the incorrect ways, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a life of iman and hidayah. Give us khatima bil khair upon iman. All who that have left this world, ya Allah, fill the qabr of nur, raise them, forgive them. Forgive us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the avenues of deen, O my Allah. Take us in a condition you're happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from your disobedience. Save us from sin, O my Allah. Forgive our past sins, O my Allah. Make us naked and pious. Make us obedient to your command. Make our children, our families, fill our homes with muhabbat, love, piyar, understanding. Save us, our children, our progeny, broken homes, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We are very, very muhtaj of your mercy and your rahmat. Ya Allah, we need, O my Allah. We are desperate, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We have all the gunas in our lives, O my Allah. Then to your Rabbi Rahim, Rabbi Ghafoor. O my Allah, your rahmat, your mercies, Ya Allah. Supersede, overwhelm, overpower your anger. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, the ummah of Rasulullah. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وسلم, protect the Ummah O May Allah. Give Hidayah to the Ummah O May Allah. Give honor, izzah to the Ummah O May Allah. Clothe the Ummah, feed the Ummah. Ya Allah, our families in Gaza, in Kashmir, in other places of the world, in Sudan, wherever they may be, in China, O May Allah. Protect the Muslims, Ya Allah. Raise the flag of Islam, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us Hidayah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
This is the last thing also. One thing comes to mind also. Whatever these things that are happening, that we're speaking about, we heard about, most probably those that started it, the intention was good, but didn't realize it's not the correct way, or possibly a permissible way, but not in accordance to the Sunnah. Therefore, we have to advise them. There's a way how to do sadqa, how to contribute, etc. So we can't now challenge anybody's intention. We all believe, alhamdulillah, the intentions are good or noble. So we have to guide ourselves and guide others also, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.